Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Alex Jones has to pay. The series finale of the January 6th hearing. And Quintessa Swindell. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Take a seat, everybody. Take a seat. We've got a great show for you tonight. Inflation is still inflating. We have some never-before-seen footage of the work being done by Trump's special master, and Alex Jones needs to borrow a few bucks. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. All right, folks. I'm gonna be honest. With all the news that happened today, I just don't think we have enough space in today's show. Yeah, I know. I tried everything to fit it in. I even tried to unscrew the legs and then take off the cushions and turn the news sideways so it would fit, but it didn't work. And there's not enough time. Luckily, not enough time is just enough time for a segment we call Ain't Nobody Got Time for That. Let's kick things off with some news about the U.S. economy. Remember how the Fed raised interest rates 1,000 times in the last week to try and stop inflation? Well, it turns out it didn't work.
Breaking news on the economy. Inflation shows no signs of slowing down. The last inflation report before the midterm elections, take a look at some of these numbers, shows that prices rose 8.2% between September 2021 and September 2022.
Gasoline prices up more than 18% from last year. Food prices still up 11%.
Turkey up 20% from this time last year. Eggs up 27%. Butter 25%. And then look at the little candy corn graphic. Halloween candy up a whopping 34% across the board.
That's right, people. Halloween candy. Up 34%. I love how they say it like it's necessary to live. What are we gonna do without it? Once again, inflation numbers are out and prices are still going up, affecting everything from gas to Halloween candy. And not only that, razor blades are up 52%. Now what am I supposed to put in the candy? Oh, how do I live? I will say, a 34% increase in candy, that is a lot. It's so expensive, parents are gonna start encouraging their kids to get into strange vans, you know? Just like, look, Timmy, the stranger says he's got free candy, and in this economy, we gotta take a shot, buddy. We gotta do it. You gotta air tag, I'll find you. Yeah. So, people, all this inflation is just not sustainable, right? Because here's the thing, inflation is a lot like masturbation, right? Yeah, a little bit is completely natural, but once you start noticing it in restaurants and car dealerships, things have gotten out of hand. And look, if we had more time, we could talk about the Federal Reserve and it looks like how they're gonna keep raising interest rates to try and curb this rampant inflation, because that's basically the only tool that they have. The problem is raising interest rates takes so long to filter through the economy that this could be too much raising interest rates, and we just don't know it yet. Yeah, in some ways, raising interest rates is a lot like taking mushrooms, right? You take some, nothing happens. So you take some more, nothing happens. Then you finish the whole box. And because this stuff clearly doesn't work,
I just met God and he's a gorilla.
Time for this! Because while everyone's bills are going up, one of the worst people of all time just got the biggest bill of all time.
Tonight, the stunning verdict. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones ordered to pay nearly $1 billion for spreading falsehoods about the Sandy Hook shooting.
Jones was not in the courtroom for the verdict, but immediately reacted on his online show, calling the attorneys for the victims' families ambulance chasers and mocking the verdict.
$120 million.
Yeah!
By jury.
$57 million, $20 million, $50 million, $80 million, $100 million, blah, blah. You get $1 million, you get $100 million, you get $50 million.
Slander damages, past damages.
They actually believe they're getting this money. It's like they believe all their own stuff.
What a dick. You know, I used to watch American movies as a kid, and I always thought the bad guys that were in the movies were fake. And then I came to this country, and bad guys are literally in their lair like, you haven't seen the last of me! But that's right, for defaming the parents and the first responders of Sandy Hook when he accused them of faking the shooting, Alex Jones has been ordered to pay $965 million. Yeah. Which is a huge amount of money. You know you f***ed up when even your great-great-grandkids will have to declare bankruptcy. Yeah, he's basically got millions of sperm swimming around in these balls, and every single one of them is a broke-ass bitch right now. Every single one. And by the way, good luck to Alex Jones's lawyer trying to get clients after this, you know? Like, what's your selling point? You know, in my last case, the jury awarded $1 billion. Wow, to your client? Well, to a client. Now, if we had more time, we could talk about how Jones's conspiracy theories have only become more mainstream since Sandy Hook, and that there's not enough billion-dollar judgments in the world to change the fact that 1/5 of Americans think that Sandy Hook might have been staged. But we can't get into all of that, because while Alex Jones's trial is over, Andy Warhol's is just beginning.
The Supreme Court heard a case today involving one of the most famous artists in American history.
The justices are deciding whether Andy Warhol illegally copied another artist's work.
They're among Andy Warhol's most iconic portraits, the silkscreen images of Prince. The image was based on a 1981 photograph by Lynn Goldsmith. She sued Warhol's foundation, claiming copyright infringement. The justices did find some lighter moments when Clarence Thomas revealed his musical tastes.
Let's say that I'm both a Prince fan, which I was in the 80s, and...
No longer.
Well, only on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Justice Thomas, I see you, you little freak nasty. Oh.
6 days a week, it's shapeless black robes, but then Thursday night hits, and you got that full bush of chest hair popping out. Yeah. I know a lot of people right now might be wondering why Thomas only listens to Prince on Thursday nights specifically. But you see, Clarence Thomas is an originalist. And it says right there in the Constitution, Thursday night is f*** night. Yeah, it says it. It says it. We always go back. I don't know why they put that in there, but they did. But yeah, the big question in this case is if Andy Warhol simply copied the Prince picture or if he made it his own by transforming it. And it just so happens that I am an art expert. Yeah, so I'm uniquely qualified to answer this question. Now, if you compare them and you look very closely, you'll see he made it red and purple with some squiggly things. I'm sorry, I'm such an art geek that this is probably going all over your heads. The bottom line is I think it is differenter than the other one. That's what I'm saying. Now look. If we had the time, we could talk about how it's weird that the Supreme Court is the only place where you get to be an expert on every single issue in the world. It's wild. Well, actually, the Supreme Court and Twitter. But we just don't have the time for that. Because while the Supreme Court is trying to decide if certain artists are stealing, it's becoming clear that a certain former president definitely is.
This morning, a new twist in the investigation into former President Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents at his Florida estate. Trump told people to move boxes to his residence at the property after advisors received a subpoena in May for any classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. That witness account was corroborated by security camera footage, which showed people moving the boxes.
Yo, I'm sorry, Trump is a legend. Who else gets caught committing crimes with their own security cameras? Who are you? How are you real? You realize this guy's there like, hurry, move those classified documents so I can illegally hide them from the FBI. But first, let's all wave at that blinking red light and tell it our names. Donald J. Trump, the J stands for genius. There's something inspiring about it, too, when you think about it. You know, this is actually inspiring because Trump is so bad at crime, but he gets away with so much of it. It just shows us that we could do crime, too. Yeah, he's like the drunk couple at karaoke. Hearing them screech through Don't Stop Believing gives you the confidence to try Kiss from a Rose. And look, if we had a little more time, we could have so much fun talking about how Trump has once again helped the Justice Department crack the case against him. Or we could even get into my personal conspiracy theory that Ron DeSantis and his people are probably the ones who snitched on Trump to get him out of the presidential race. But we don't have the time for that, because while the FBI is investigating Trump's mishandling of classified documents, Congress is investigating a whole different Trump crime. And today, at their final hearing, the January 6th committee released never-before-seen footage showing what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were doing while Trump's mob was outside asking to have an intimate conversation with Mike Pence's neck. And it was pretty impressive how they were keeping their cool and trying to get stuff done. Everything from phoning the vice president to even trying to call in the National Guard. But one of the craziest moments was when Nancy Pelosi pointed out one really smelly reason the lawmakers might not be able to stay in the Capitol.
USA! USA!
What we are being told very directly is it's going to take days for the Capitol to be okay again. We've gotten a very bad report about the condition of the House floor with defecation and all that kind of thing as well.
I just got off with the vice president. He had the impression from Mitch that Mitch wants to get everybody back to do it there.
Yes.
I said, well, we're getting a counterpoint that is, it could take time to clean up the poo-poo that they're making all over them, literally and figuratively, in the Capitol.
Yep, you heard that right. It turns out right-wing Jamiroquai was shitting, or as Nancy Pelosi put it, poo-pooing all over the Capitol. And you know, when I was watching this happen, I thought to myself, it's so interesting how people like Tucker Carlson were calling black people animals when the George Floyd protests were happening. But when these people were literally shitting in the Capitol, Fox was like, these brave patriots are just expressing their frustration and standing up for American democracy. Huh? They're not the animals? Like, I can tell you for a fact, even in Minnesota, when shit was going down and people were raiding that Target, there was no black man who stopped in the middle of all of them and was like, hey, yo, hold up, hold up. Hey, yo, hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. Black Lives Matter. But we don't have the time to talk about those moments from the committee, because the biggest news of the day is that the January 6th committee has issued a subpoena to speak to the chief of poo-poo himself.
Happening now, the January 6th Select Committee punctuates its final hearing before the midterm elections with a bombshell, a subpoena for former President Donald Trump.
So this afternoon, I am offering this resolution that the committee direct the chairman to issue a subpoena for relevant documents and testimony under oath from Donald John Trump.
Oh, shit! What? What? That's what the J stands for? What a bombshell! And also the fact that they just subpoenaed a former president of the United States. And I mean, hell yeah, finally. How are they only deciding on this now? Huh? Only now? It's like doing a whole murder investigation and then on the last day being like, should we, like, talk to the murderer? Yeah? He might have some information about the murderer, maybe. Now, even after this came out, everyone assumes that Trump is not going to show up to testify. But I feel like he's going to be a little conflicted. Yeah, because on the one hand, yes, he thinks this is a crooked witch hunt that is out to get him. But on the other hand, the ratings. Can you imagine the ratings? This would be like the Super Bowl meets Watergate, meets Game of Thrones, meets a mandatory HR video about sexual harassment. Everyone will be watching. Everyone will be watching. And we all know the only thing Donald Trump loves more than ratings is grabbing classified documents by the pussy. And look, whether you like Trump or not, you've got to admit, this dude is a record breaker. First president to be impeached twice, huh? First president to be subpoenaed for staging a coup. First president to go to prison, maybe? First president to break out of prison? First president to escape to Mexico? First president to be blocked by his own wall trying to escape to Mexico? Now look, if we had the time, we could talk about Trump's serving time, but unfortunately we don't, because it's time for us to take an ad break. We'll be right back.
Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. As we just heard, Donald Trump has been battling the Justice Department over whether his little hoarding problem with government documents has crossed the line into criminality. And if you've been following the story, you know the documents that Trump took from the White House are currently being reviewed by a special master. Well, it turns out, in an exclusive, very real interview, The Daily Show has found out how this process is going.
My name is Judge Raymond Deary. And I am currently the special master appointed to review the files that were in former President Trump's office in Mar-a-Lago. I've been a judge since 1986. I've had many great moments in my career. This is a moment. It's fine.
The first task is dividing the documents into files that are classified, files that are declassified, and files that are stuffed with cold cuts.
The first one I thought was just a mistake, but now I think he thought the folders are also a type of bread. They're both kind of brown, I guess. Is this where I saw myself at age 78, sorting through an ex-president's personal stash of America's most sensitive secrets and his used underwear? No, I'd rather be on a beach or dead. Dead sounds nice.
You know, none of this is very organized. I mean, here we've got what appears to be blueprints for a nuclear so that should probably go in the classified pile. But then you open it up, and inside is just a copy of the 1983 May Beaver Hunt magazine. But then you open up Beaver Hunt, and inside is a USB drive that's property of the CIA. And this thumb drive holds critical nuclear... Oh, it's actually just a digital version of Beaver Hunt magazine.
Well, this could actually be interesting. But I have found some interesting items. This is a to-do list. It just says President Macron's wife. I'm not even sure I understand what... Oh, I get it. I can't believe I'm doing this. I've maintained a professional relationship with President Trump in order to clarify the nature of the documents, but it can be difficult because he is, well, in a legal sense, just so stupid.
Okay, but Mr. President, did you declassify this list of undercover counterintelligence operatives?
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
Okay, well, how do I know if you thought about... You know, never mind. These spies are as good as dead anyways.
I know the country's eager for me to finish, but there's just so, so much to go through. Like, piles.
Help!
Dumps of piles of stuff.
Ah!
God damn it, I hate this job so much.
This is hell. I mean, miserable, agonizing, unyielding hell. But at least I get a free lunch.
Good luck, Special Marco. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, one of the stars of the new Black Adam movie, Quintessa Sundell, will be joining me on the show. So don't go away.
Los Angeles
sunshine coming through. Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an actor who stars as Cyclone in the new superhero film Black Adam, which will premiere in theaters nationwide October 21st. Please welcome Quintessa Sundell.
Wow.
Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is
Thank
a pleasure
so
to have you here. You know, you're in this movie, and one of the people who is your co-stars, Mo Amer, is a comedian who I've been friends with for a very long time.
Yes.
And so he sent me a random message. He was just like, yo, Q's coming to your show.
Yeah.
And gave me no other information. When, who's Q, how Q, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, which Q? And then he's like, what do you mean, which Q? The only Q I work with. I was like, Mo, I don't keep, and now you're here.
Yeah.
So, welcome, Q.
It is I. Yeah.
It is you.
If you don't know, now you know. It's easy.
First things first.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the journey you've had. I mean, people have seen you on Euphoria. People have seen you on the Netflix show Trinkets. And now, to be in the DC film Black Adam with The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely incredible. It's been a dream. I feel like I haven't been working very long, but I've been able to work with some truly incredible people in this industry. Pierce, Aldis, like Noah, Mo, Marwan, Sarah, DJ. It's been truly incredible.
I like that. You get to call him DJ.
Yeah, sorry.
No. I mean, don't be sorry.
That's, I'm just like DJ.
Those are like the perks. DJ Q, I'm learning.
Right.
These are the things. You listed those names, and every single one of them has created a piece of a franchise, or they've been part of a franchise, and there's so much pressure that comes with that.
Mm.
But what you're doing is really unique in that you are playing a character in this movie that we haven't seen in a movie before, and that's Cyclone. And oftentimes people get to play a character that they've seen, they grew up with, they saw. Sometimes it takes the pressure off, sometimes it adds a different pressure. In this case, how did you feel? Was it liberating to just set the tone, or were you a little nervous that this is a Cyclone is what you make of it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think, like, with what you said, Cyclone has become such a, like, an important person and an important character in my life, and she's formed so much of, like, how I enter spaces now and how I embrace myself more. So there wasn't, like, any pressure other than to just, like, be my most, like, authentic self and embrace myself and trust more, honestly.
I love that.
So, yeah.
I really love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever struggled with that? Because you give off this air, you know, in every interview that you do, every screening, every vibe, you give off this energy of just being comfortable in who you are. I mean, when the news came out, you know, that DC was celebrating the fact that you were the first known non-binary person playing a character in this universe, even that, you just seem to just carry with you, and you're like, yeah, this is who I am, this is how I'm living my life. Like, where did you get that swag from? I'd love to know.
I mean, it's taken, like, quite a bit of time to, like, embrace that part of myself. I feel like so much of my life I've always been searching for who I am, my identity, my family, my friends, everything. And I'm, like I said in the beginning, like, I've been so lucky to have representations of who I want to be each step of the way.
That's cool.
Whether it's the people that I'm working with, yeah, or just the people that I've been able to meet who've helped me cultivate who I am and embrace who I am. And as far as, like, being the first known non-binary person, I think that's so important you said that, because there could be other non-binary people who are questioning, trans people who aren't fully out yet.
Right.
And for me, being able to be fully out hopefully can serve as, like, representation for other people to embrace who they are and step into themselves.
Because, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love it because in many ways, all superhero stories are an allegory for that journey. You know,
exactly.
It's the journey of somebody possessing two identities. It's the journey of somebody being, you know, being one person to the people who know them, and then being somebody completely different and being their true selves. Mm. I would love to know, what do you think you learned about the idea of, like, what being a hero is?
Ooh, okay, such a good question. I feel like for me it shifted, because you begin to question what you've been indoctrinated to believe. For me personally, it's how, as a Western society, do we view justice, and do we have the power to go elsewhere and rid a problem, just like in Black Adam.
Yes.
You know, we're telling him to be a hero, but he's already a hero for his people. And I think in today's society and in this world, we see that so often, people rising up and people being able to choose who their leaders are. And for me, that made me question that as well, you know, and learn more and learn about what's happening in the world today and be curious and be an advocate of that, so.
I love it. You crushed it. You crush it in everything that you do, and I'm so excited to see the film. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Quintessa Swindell, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. For real, congratulations.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too.
So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.